brother that kind of need a reminder how to best call hymns. So this is really, it's really, I consider it like the art of the meeting. You know, to be able to call hymns really changes the whole atmosphere of the Lord's table.
Amen.
If you notice today, actually today's progression was really good. Every Lord's table, that's something I pay attention to. I pay attention to every Lord's table, and then a lot of times Carol and I will fellowship. That was really good. Sometimes we'll be like, that was a really rocky one, you know? Sometimes we just go up and down. It seems like all sorts of things. And really, calling hymns, I like Brother Lee actually used an example of it. It's kind of like playing basketball. You pass the ball, right? One person calls a hymn. There's a feeling in that hymn. And then the next person needs to pay attention and then pick it up. If you're not paying attention, guess what? The ball just gets dropped and you lose the game, right? And that's what happens in the game of basketball. So really, this is a corporate effort when we call hymns. So I have kind of five different points of fellowship today with regards to calling hymns here. So so maybe to start our fellowship, if you have this black book, it says hymns on the front of it, bring it out. If you have your digital device, also bring that out. But I would highly recommend using a physical copy. Because I don't know about you, but when I use my digital copy, I get a lot of alerts. I get like Apple News. I don't have Snapchat, but I know a lot of you, especially the freshmen, have Snapchat, so you probably get an alert that your friend just posted something, something funny, and then you're really tempted to check it out, you know, or praising the Lord, and then your goofy friend is doing something funny on Snapchat, and then you're out of the meeting. You're like, you're in wherever, maybe he's in Australia. You're in Australia now because you're looking at the Snapchat. So I think it's really good to have a physical one so we can just, you know, we're just here. 2 hours of your whole week. You know, let's just try to stay here in Piscataway, here in the table meeting. And we're here to worship the Lord.
Amen.
And here to praise Him. So, okay, everyone has their digital copy or physical copy. So now, in your digital copy, you have an index. You still have an index in your physical copy in the very front. You have an index.
Table of contents.
Table of contents. Yes, thank you. Table of contents. So here in the table of contents, we can see it's very nicely split up for us. It makes our life a lot easier instead of just having 1,000 hymns and you got to figure out where everything is. They've done something really nice for us. They broke it up into sections. So they have sections on blessing of the Trinity, they have worship of the Father, praise of the Lord, assurance of salvation, prayer, all sorts of different subjects, right? So this can help us dramatically in our hymn calling, because there's a progression in our hymn calling. So there's categories and subjects in these songs, right? So everything I just read was a subject. And then if you go to that section, there's kind of like these subcategories in that subject, in that category. So this can help us figure out how the progression of the meeting is going. So today, you know, we started off, I think, Assurance of Salvation, is that correct?
Yeah.
First song you called
it? Assurance of Salvation.
Right? So that was the starting of our meeting. So that is how the game is beginning. We need to pick up from the first person that called the song. We need to follow the Spirit and just continue following the leading of that song. So the first 2 points I just mentioned are category, subject. So the third point here is now the feeling and progression of the meeting. So for instance, I called the last hymn, 33, right? I actually wanted to call a different song to worship the Father. But then our sister prayed about predestinating us. So I just said, amen. That's now the flow of the meeting because she prayed something. So I just, and then I was led to hymn 33 because now I was talking about being predestinated before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
So I paid attention to the prayer of that saint. So that's something we all need to do also, you know. We sing a song. And the saints are praying and praying and praying. You got to pay attention. We're not here just, amen, amen. That amen should be because you're paying attention to that person. That amen should be full of the Spirit,
amen.
Right? It's not something We're not here just to say amen in a religious way. Actually, if you're not paying attention, just don't say amen. That's a lot better. Your dead amen is not very healthy to the meeting. But a lively and full of spirit amen is really what the Lord is wanting. You know, you can say amen, you can say right, you can say yes. We need to be paying attention to one another's prayers, and this will help really strengthen the meeting, but also help our hymn calling.
Amen.
Then the that was the fourth point, right? So now we got category, subject, the feeling of the hymns, and paying attention to the meeting is the fourth. Sorry, so I kind of combined two. And the last point, the fifth point here, is being familiar with the hymn book. So we need to kind of know some songs, right? We need to know some songs that are in the Father section. We need to know some songs that are in the Assurance of Salvation, because this will help us, you know, when a feeling is coming up within the prayers, you can go, oh, okay, there's this song, and then you can flip to it, and then you can call it, right? But if you have no idea what is in this book, in this hymnal, it'll be very difficult to find songs. You'll be flipping a lot, and then it'll be kind of, you probably will never call a song because someone else will call one before you. But we want everyone to call songs. It shouldn't just be myself or, you know, John Ting or Kumar. It should be all of us. Within a year span of time, we should have at least called a few songs, right? So basically, the fellowship we want to have is just to call our hymns in a proper way. I've noticed there's been some times we've called songs about, like, studying the Word. This isn't the time about calling a song for studying the Word. This is a time to sing songs to worship the Father.
Amen.
This is a song to appreciate the Lord's death. This is a time to call songs with regards to the table. Also, you know, worshiping the Father, things like that. We want to produce the proper atmosphere for the table meeting here. So really, we all should be in this together. It's a group effort. Again, back to basketball, right? Michael Jordan was probably the greatest basketball player to ever live, but he could not do it by himself. He had very good helpers. He had Scottie Pippen. He was great. He opened the court for Michael Jordan to do his magic. He also had Dennis Rodman. He was like crazy at getting rebounds. He just gave his whole body to like get the ball. Sometimes we need those. We need the Dennis Rodman in the meeting. The ball is falling. It's been silent for a while. No one's called a hymn. There needs to be someone to call a hymn. You need to step up and call the hymn so the ball won't drop, right?
Amen.
So we all need to participate in calling hymns. It shouldn't just be the same five brothers or, you know, sisters. We all need to participate. So, amen. That's all I have. And I don't know if any other brothers have any little fellowship before we get into the Q&A.
Maybe something, at least very quick on hymn calling for the table meeting, especially on Lord's Day. The center of the name, actually, when we choose the hymn, the focus should be certainly the Lord.
Amen.
It should be the Lord.
Amen.
On the Lord's Day, in particular, if we look at the subject, just as John introduced to us, there are so many subjects with subcategories. Mainly, the majority of the hymns in the table meeting should come from under the subject, Praise of the Lord. And that's under the third subject down, Praise of the Lord. And it also is in the... So you notice in the table of contents, that's from hymns 1000 to 1080. So there's like two sections of the table of contents. And then there's another section of table of contents, if you keep flipping a few pages, from 1081 to 1348, there's also the praise of the Lord in that section. Many of the hymns should originate from that area, from the praise of the Lord, because our focus, our direction, our sight, we should be fixed on the Lord in the meeting. It's actually not so much us in our salvation, and maybe, you know, out of our condition, the focus should be on the Lord, who He is,
amen,
what He accomplished, and what He's done on our behalf.
Amen.
And then, as the table meeting progresses, from the remembrance of the remembrance of the Lord, by eating and drinking of Him, declaring His death, remembering the day of His resurrection, there's a progression as we enter into Him. Spontaneously within us, there is a worship of the Father. We join with the Son to worship the Father. And that's the second half, the second section of the table meeting. And so there should be that progression, the praise, the remembrance of the Lord, and then the worship of the Father. And of course, we see that in the categories, worship of the Father as a subject. And so the many of the hymns in that during that time of hymn calling should be coming from that category, from that section.
I just want to add something real quick. This is more for the younger ones, the young people, and also the college students. And two things. Number one, I hope, and our brother mentioned this, when we come to this meeting, the most important meeting of the week, that our whole being is engaged, right? And I really feel that, you know, when you consider the significance of the table, the elements that are presented before us, we would not be anywhere else, right? We shouldn't be on Snapchat, social media. The Lord Jesus is here, displayed who He is and what He's accomplished, right? And so our beings should be engaged here. This should be your meeting as much as it is my meeting. But secondly, if we are engaged in such a meeting, we hope that you would begin to participate more than just singing with your spirit, praying, of course, praying over the stanzas of the hymns. But even, I would say, you know, in this matter of hymn calling, this is your opportunity to also participate. Right. And I would say, and I would just want to encourage you that, you know, our brother brought up the example of basketball. You are only good if you are willing to practice, right? And so maybe to begin, you may make some mistakes. That's okay, right? We're not here to criticize one another, but we're actually here to learn with one another. And I remember when I was a young person, I made some mistakes, and maybe an older brother will correct you. Don't be offended. That's okay. That's how you learn. But in this way, you will start to really pick up the sense of the Spirit.
Right.
And again, this is your topic from the Summer School of Truth. Right? This is another application. How do you sense the flowing of the Spirit in the Lord's Day meeting?
Amen.
This isn't your opportunity, right? And I think one of the most coolest thing or the most wonderful feeling is, and sometimes I like to do this, right? When we're coming to the end of one song, I like to kind of consider, I wonder what's going to be the next song. And then maybe I have a song picked out in my head, but then somebody picks it. I just receive confirmation, right? Wow, you're in the flow. I don't know if you've ever had this feeling, but this has happened to me many, many times. So anyway, you just take all these opportunities, right, to learn. We can learn from one another. And in this way, we could really uplift, right, the meeting on the Lord's Day.
Amen.
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 And one more point. Regarding this analogy of playing basketball, it's not just hymn calling. Actually, for all our meeting, it's important in our spirit.
Right.
We are playing basketball. Is we are receiving. You know, we will have a sense how the Holy Spirit is moving.
Right.
Okay. So it doesn't mean you need to call all the time. You need to call to Him all the time. The most important is you need to be in the Spirit.
Amen.
You need to amen. You
yes.
need to pray.
Yes.
Okay. And at some point, if the Lord gives you a feeling to call some hymns, then you call it.
Amen.
We also, you know, when our brothers and sisters call a hymn, we want to really enter into the feeling of the hymn.
Amen.
So it unless we can enter into the feeling of the hymn, and then at the end, then the Holy Spirit will give us another feeling. We can progress to the next.
Amen.
Instead of, you know, everyone have a hymn inside, then, you know, not we are, you know, trying to, you know, finish the hymn, and we call right away.
Right.
And then
right.
we'll, you know,
right.
in one meeting, we call 20 hymns. We don't see that.
Right. Amen.
As we are learning to call the hymn for the Lord's table, like a brother fellowship, the center of this meeting is the Lord Himself.
Amen.
So when you learn to call the hymn for the Lord, you have to know regarding to His incarnation, regarding to His human living, regarding His crucifixion, and also in resurrection and ascension.
Amen.
So there's a flow in the meeting. Someone may start calling a hymn concerning the Lord's humanity. So following in that line, that we should learn to touch the Lord's humanity. And then may go on that He died on the cross for us to shed the blood. Right? Saying, when every time you see the table, what have you seen? Cup and the bread. Cup signify blood. That is His redemption. So along this line, and then we'll progression to worship the Father. And try not to go back to worship the Lord again.
Yeah, right.
Okay? Then you really kill the flow.
Right.
So can we remember this?
Amen. Amen.
I think this will conclude our fellowship this morning. Okay. So we can branch out into our other fellowship. The young people have our prophesying meeting next door.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
This week we come to message 3. The need for all our service to be initiated by God. So when we come to the message, may the Lord open the eyes to see that there is a need for all our service. No matter we are in children's service or in meal service, all our service needs to be initiated by God, not by man, not from our zeal, not from our opinion, but initiated by the source of the Lord Jesus, to be initiated by God. So in the Bible we see that there are some sins we commit are before man, while other sins are before God. Some sins are committed against ordinary laws, while others are committed against the sanctuary. So we may commit sins in our daily life, that we disobey the ordinary law, and we may also commit a particular type of sin, that is the inquinity of the sanctuary. Oh Lord Jesus. And this type of sin is committed actually not by the common people but by the priest. So in Numbers 18 verse 1 we see Jehovah said to Aaron, "You and your sons and your father's household with you shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and you and your sons with you shall bear the iniquity of your priesthood." So we see this kind of sin is committed by the priesthood. It's against laws, the holiness. And one of the most glaring examples we see is this kind of sin is in Leviticus 10, where we see Nadab and Abihu, the sons of Aaron. So they're the sons of a high priest, Aaron, and they took their censers and offered God strange fire.
Right.
The fire which he hasn't, which is not committed by God. So they offered the fire, they have the fire, they have the incense, and they did everything for God. But God didn't accept it. And God didn't command them to offer this fire. And therefore the fire consumed them.
Yeah.
And they died before God. Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So this type of thing is very serious.
Yeah.
As the serving ones, we all participate one or more kind of service in the church life. We all have a thought of God. And we all have the heart to serve the Lord.
Right.
But we need to be very careful. So when we serve God,
Amen.
We need to rely on Him.
Amen.
To take Him as our source. So our service needs to be initiated by God. Lord Jesus. So this morning when I was preparing for the opening, I was trying to cover more details. I was like, have some fellowship with the brothers. I was trying to have some examples in the Old Testament and in the New Testament. So this morning, I get a little bit nervous. But the Lord uses this message to remind me. So I came to the Lord, how much do you want me to cover? Lord, what do you want me to speak?
Right.
In the meetings. Oh, Lord Jesus. So I praise the Lord, have some fellowship with the Lord, and the Lord give me the feeling. You may just need to have that much, not to cover all the details. Leave it to the saints sharing.
Amen.
Leave it to the concluding brothers. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we are all learners. I was so touched by Brother Miner's, he said in the opening, that this is a weighty message.
Mm-hmm.
And this, we shouldn't use this message to judge others.
Right.
Yes. We shouldn't apply it to others.
Right.
So we should apply it to ourselves.
Right.
We need to come to the Lord. Allow the Lord to appear to touch us.
Right.
Appear to us. So when we know God, we take action. And we cooperate with Him.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen.
May the Lord save us from commit this kind of sin.
Right.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now we're open to all your sharing.
Amen.
May the Lord speak in you. Speak and ask the Lord. Lord, what should I speak?
Amen.
And speak for the Lord. Prophesy. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, so an example I like regarding this message was in the outline, it was talking about David fearing God, and David was very zealous, you know, so he loved God a lot, and he decided to initiate it himself to build that temple for God because of his love for God. However, the problem with that is that God told him, not like essentially like, no, I didn't. You're not going to build a house for me, mm-hmm. right? It is I who's building a house for you,
right.
And then he commanded David that no, your son will be the one to build the temple.
Right.
Amen.
And so it's important to know that it shouldn't be initiated from yourself.
Yeah.
The love, displaying your love for the Lord shouldn't be initiated for yourself. It is God who is the person who's commanding. He's the person that initiates it. And what we do is insignificant. It is the Lord who has done everything. It is the Lord who created the entire universe for our existence. It's important to never get caught in ourselves. And I just want to share a short part here. So this is when Solomon was charged to build the temple in 1 Chronicles 22, verse 7. David said to Solomon, "My son, I had it in my heart to build a house to the name of the Lord, my God. But the word of the Lord came to me saying, you have shed much blood and have waged wars. You shall not build a house to my name because you have shed so much blood before me on the earth."
Amen.
And so I just mentioned that because, like, even though, you know, David had it in his heart to show his love for God. God always has a reason, and sometimes that reason is revealed to us.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Let's all read Matthew 7:23. I'd just like to help set the tone of the message this morning. Let's read Matthew 7:23.
Matthew
7:23.
Okay.
Yeah, this is concerning the section on Matthew 5, 6, 7, the constitution of the kingdom. Mm-hmm. This section is concerning the ground of our work. The ground of our work. And this is what the Lord is. This is concerning the Lord, the judgment seat of Christ. This is what he says. So this is serious. This is serious. This is sober. Right. This message today is weighty. It's weighty. It's urgent. It's necessary. So we need to have a proper response in our being to this word today. So this helps us to come into the proper tone of the message, the tone, so that there can be a proper response in our being. We can receive this in a proper way. So let's read Matthew 7:23.
And then I was dead again. I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness.
Yeah. So he said, they said, Lord, we cast out demons, we did all these works of power in your name. And what did he say? He said, I never knew you. I never knew you. So we are very much in danger of doing something for the Lord. We're in danger of initiating his work, and then the result will be, I never knew you.
Oh, Lord.
Depart from me, you worker of lawlessness. This is sober. This is serious. Serious means if we don't heed the word, there are consequences, like catastrophic consequences, like Harvey, like Irma. Consequences, catastrophic consequences. I never knew you. I never knew you.
Amen.
So, in the title, let's read Roman numeral 1. Roman numeral 1. So this message this week is not a direct command to do something. It's not like an action. Go to the store. Buy some milk. That's a direct command. Go do something. This is a principle. Today is a principle. We need to receive this principle.
Amen.
And in receiving this principle, we should have a response in our being that's serious, that's sober and weighty. So let's read the number 1, and then I'll be finished. So,
all our work and service in the church must be initiated by God and must be according to His desire. Otherwise, we will remain in the iniquity of the sanctuary and not serving God.
So, look at the first word. The first word. What does the first word say?
All.
All. It says all. It doesn't say some. It doesn't say, well, I'm not sure, so I'll go and do it anyway. No, it says all. All of our work and service. All. A-L-L. All must be initiated by God.
Amen.
So in the last Roman numeral, it talks about the proper relationship between his work and how it says he initiates and we cooperate.
Amen.
He initiates, we cooperate. Even in our cooperation, we still are one with the Lord. We know what He wants us to do because we're in fellowship with Him. We pay attention to the sense in our spirit, life in our spirit. This is a message on knowing life. Knowing life. Knowing life is about paying attention, using the faculties of our soul to listen to the sense in our spirit. So this is a message on knowing life. We know what the Lord wants because we know Him.
Amen.
We contact Him continually, repeatedly, continually, continuously. So we know Him. We know what He wants. We know His desire because we pay attention to the sense in our spirit. Mm-hmm. So not all of our work must be initiated by Him.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So this week, something that kind of struck me was that we need to know the Lord, but also the Lord needs to know us. All of us here, I think, we all know the Lord in some aspect because we all read the Bible, and we all pray and this and that. But sometimes we just know Him according to what we think. We have a concept, but if the Lord knows us, there'll be some sort of like back. There'll be kind of a back and forth between our feel, of the response to what the Lord wants from us and from what we want from and in our correspondence with the Lord. So the thing that really struck out to me was that a lot of times we may know the Lord. So we all know we want to bring the Lord back, right? Everyone here wants to bring the Lord back. And then we all want to participate in this. So a lot of times we can be very zealous to do something for the Lord because we want to, and we do this in the name of bringing the Lord back, right? But a lot of times we can overfunction in the way that we serve the Lord. So right now it's like very hectic. All the saints are laboring on the campus, right? And I think this is a very good thing, and I do think this is what the Lord wants. But in the way we serve, we need to really be before the Lord. What is our portion in serving on the campus? Or what's our portion in serving in our community in Piscataway? And the really scary part I felt this week was the example of Abraham and Ishmael. Because the sin that he committed, it wasn't just something that affected him in his time. Actually, that sin of the iniquity is still today is affecting the children of Israel to this day, right now, right? The Ishmael is, in, if you don't know, is the most the Arab world, Muslims. This is what Ishmael is. And still to this day, that is causing problem, right, for the children of Israel. So the same, when we commit a sin of iniquity, this is a serious matter. And this actually could have a lasting effect. And so that pricked me a little bit. Because I know I have definitely committed this type of sin before. I am first to admit I'm a very, if something isn't done, I want to get it done, right? And this is something we need to kind of, when you have that response, you should kind of, Lord, this is my feeling, this should be done. But you should be before the Lord, and maybe sometimes it's not your portion to get it done. Someone else should be the one to get it done. Amen. And we need to learn that. We need to be before the Lord and really pray before the Lord. All right, Lord, there's this matter, you know, whatever it is. Is it for me to do with you the one leading me? Or is it, all right, I just need to stop, and I just need to let the saints take care of whatever that is. So I was just very touched this week with regards to this sin, and I wouldn't be one to produce an Ishmael. This would be very, very, very bad. You know, he used the word catastrophic. I don't want to cause a catastrophic problem in the church. So, amen.
Amen.
I enjoyed this week, and I enjoyed these points at the conference. We see that, you know, God called Abraham out of Chaldea, where he was worshiping idols. He had no clue of anything. It was just God who put this into him to get out of there. You know, Moses, we see that Moses, he wanted to do something for the Lord, and he killed an Egyptian. And God rejected that and sent him out to the wilderness for 40 years to get trained. And we see that even Paul, you know, he was persecuting the Christians until God met him, right? He blinded him, and he put this in him that he was to serve the Lord in a particular way. And concerning this matter of David, he was a man after God's own heart. And so he desired to do something for God, and God said, no, you're not doing this because I have to do something in you first. And we also know the example of Cain and Abel, right? That it was God rejected Cain's good intentions to give him the fruit of the earth. Right, so God even rejected David's good intentions to build a house for him. So God doesn't really want our good intentions.
Right.
He has a particular way, and he wants to be served. You know, served. He gave Moses, you know, the blueprint of how the tabernacle was to be built. Right, and so everything he gave Noah the directions of how the ark was to be built. Everything needs to be done according to God, which usually doesn't match us. And so I'm particularly touched about the fact that even after God spoke to David that he was going to build a house for him, he fell two times. And the first time he fell because he usurped the wife of Uriah, right? And he took away his wife and he even killed Uriah. And we all know that that was a terrible sin. But then there was another sin that he numbered the people. And I never even, it never crossed... Why was this a sin that he numbered the people? So, like us, we wouldn't understand. So I numbered the people. So what? Big deal. But that was such a great sin because it showed David's pride.
Right.
And I really, to this day, am really, really in awe, you know, really sobered by this matter that he counted the people because he didn't trust in Jehovah. Because he trusted in the numbers. And usually God likes to do things when all the odds are against us so that God can take the glory. Because God will not share his glory with man. And so here, it says that because of this, you know, David, after he counted the people, after he numbered them, he really felt in his heart that he had sinned against the Lord. And so after this, the Lord went, you know, just, you know, what does he say? David's heart smote him after he had numbered the people. And David said to Jehovah, I have sinned greatly in what I have done. But now, O Jehovah, put away the iniquity of your servant, for I have acted very foolishly, right? Yeah. So Jehovah said to him, okay, I'm going to give you three choices. Okay, three choices. Number one, I'm going to do 7 years of famine that will come upon your land, or you're going to be fleeing from your enemies for 3 months while they're pursuing you, or I'm going to send a pestilence in Israel from morning until the appointed time. And David, being a man after God's own heart, he said, oh no, I don't want to fall into the hands of man. I would rather fall into the hand of Jehovah because he is compassionate and merciful. And so so God said to him, okay, I'm going to send the pestilence. And he sent a pestilence in the land, and 7,000 people fell by the pestilence. And so because of his sin, 70,000 people died, okay, because of his sin. And then David went back to the Lord and said, oh, Lord, it is I who have sinned, and it is I who have acted wickedly. But these sheep, what have they done? Let your hand, I pray, be against me and against the house of my father. Right? So, because of David, many, many suffered, right? Because he did something on his own. And so, how do we know if this is of the Lord and if this is of us? We have to have a lot of time with the Lord.
Amen.
We really have to come to the Lord in fellowship.
Amen.
We have to sit with him and hear his word and just tell, Lord, I'm here. Lord, I'm just here and I know nothing. I'm nothing. Lord, I need you so
Amen.
That you can be my person in my life.
Amen.
And I said, how am I going to know whether the Lord wants me to do something? So for that, the Lord, we have to answer to the Lord. I have to spend time with someone to know what that person wants.
Amen.
So I consider, yes, that our actions do have a consequence to other people, and far be it that we would want to stumble others. But it is going to happen because we're still learning, but that we should realize how serious it is that we really need to go before the Lord before we take any action or do anything.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. So I'm also enjoyed like today's this week's you know topic initiated by God, and I also like to fellowship to a way like link to our practical life. So you know the God initiate in different ages, right? So what I mean is if I brought you back to the history, let's say 200 years ago. Or 300 years ago, you probably won't feel overwhelmed, right? If you, let's say, if you grew up in this land, or like even in China, you probably most time you will feel like very quiet, right? 200 years ago, 300 years before the Industrial Revolution, right? You know, no iPhone, definitely, right? So, but nowadays, God initiated. We are just so many things going on. I give you an example. Like, on the past Tuesday, I went to Rutgers to pick my daughter to go to a prayer meeting. I thought it was a piece of, you know, daily. And then, once I approaching Rutgers, I never saw so many cars. Okay, and I crawled to the College Avenue. So many cars, so many students. I realized by God's sovereignty, I mean over 10,000 or even 20,000 young college students in that area. So I finally crawled back out of the campus and I drive freely on the, you know, coast lane. So what I mean is every college student right now, you have to deal with this initiative by God. So many things and you may feel overwhelmed. So now you have to come to the Lord to pick up what is the important thing to do. I'm also glad, you know, the college student have a retreat to the 280, which is a very nice property, so they can quiet down a little bit. They can stop spinning, you know, by the modern society. That's very important. You need time to quiet down. You need time to pray before the Lord. And you need experience which were locked down by the modern society. And then you just realize we are just the human beings. We need God's mercy.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 I think it's normal for every genuine born-again Christian to have a desire to serve God. And so I think this week, like those who already shared, it's a sobering word, and it's a very critical word, because we do not want to end up being these workers of lawlessness.
Right.
And so what really struck me is just the example of our forefathers. And this story between Cain and Abel, I think this is a warning for all of us. That we have these two who grew up as the children of Adam and Eve. And surely as parents, they must have preached the gospel to them. Told them that, you know, we are sinners. And there is a need of redemption. There is a need of sacrifice, the shedding of blood. But these two brothers, one of them decided to work or to serve God his own way. And this was Cain, right? He became a tiller of the ground. And there was nothing that was produced in his living and his service that was for God's satisfaction. And the word there is so striking. Jehovah says, I have no regard. No regard. Brothers and sisters, this is a warning to me, to all of us.
Amen.
May our service be of regard to God.
Amen.
And so, what do we need to do? I just appreciated this word that we saw from Hebrews. By faith, right?
Okay.
Abel. That phrase, by faith. And there was some connection to see that this faith comes from what? Romans 10:17. It comes from hearing.
Amen.
And this hearing is from the Word of God.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we need to spend a lot of time in the Lord's presence, right, to receive faith, right? Not serving out of our own ability or strength or ideas, but by faith. Another verse that the Lord spoke to me this week, and this is from Isaiah 50:4-5. The Lord Jehovah has given me the tongue of the instructed, that I should know how to sustain the weary with a word. He awakens me morning by morning. He awakens my ear to hear as an instructed one. This really touched me this week, that as those who have a desire to serve the Lord, we need to spend time with Him.
Amen.
We need to have our ears open to hear as an instructed one.
Amen.
So that we can sustain the ones around us, the weary ones, with a word. And then one final thing that I really appreciated, and this was not on the outline, but you know, in considering this matter of Saul's conversion, of course we know that on one hand the Lord appeared to him, right? And then these two questions, I think some saints will share more about that. Who are you, Lord, and what shall I do? You know, we need to have a direct revelation from God, right?
Amen.
And we need to listen to Him. But I also appreciate it, you know, that God, Jehovah, sent, what, another member, Ananias, right? To actually, in a sense, to have Paul be identified with the body.
Amen.
So this is my point. On the one hand, we need to spend time. We need to pray. We need to fellowship. We need to be clear before the Lord on what His will for us. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, and this is my experience. You check with your experience. We also need to fellowship and be identified with the body.
Amen.
Because sometimes you think, oh, this is from God. You know, God wants me to do this. But actually, if you check with the members of the body, the feeling might be completely different.
Amen.
And so I just appreciate that these two things, we need to be before the Lord, and we need to be in fellowship with the body, so that our service might not be initiated from ourselves, but that it would really be of the Lord and for His building.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah, we need to seek before the Lord, and we also need to be balanced by the body, right?
Mm-hmm.
We need to really fellowship with the body. That keeps us away from the sin of, you know, the iniquity of the sanctuary.
Amen.
Right? So this is, as brothers and sisters, Brother Minoru was sharing, this is truly a sobering word. But I really truly appreciate this kind of word. You know, it keeps us in the line of life. Right, this whole intention of the Lord is to keep us in the line of life. He's the one that gives us life, that and desires that we have the life abundantly. And what is the principle of life? The principle of life is dependence, right? Dependent on God. We're not independent of God. So all of the points that were spoken here, really, you see underlined. It is actually an independence from God, right? The iniquity of the sanctuary is initiate something that is not from God, which is from human, some human thoughts, some zealous, right? But at the end, you know, if you see behind the curtain, it's actually Satan, right? Satan was actually initiating. Satan was actually giving the thoughts, you know, through human, through a certain instrument. I mean, basically, at that particular point, those opinions and those kind of things becomes a speaking of Satan. Remember that when Peter, when the Lord was giving His revelation, right? You know, asking the disciples, who was He? And Peter gave a wonderful answer, right? You're the Son of God. You're Christ, right? But immediately, when the Lord spoken to the disciples that He will, you know, go to the cross, will die in Jerusalem, and Peter immediately rebuked him, even, right? Peter was saying, oh, you shouldn't do this, right? So, and then what does the Lord say? Satan, get behind me. So at that particular moment, Peter was being an instrument of Satan. He was expressing his opinions. So this is really a truly, a warning to us. And a lot of times, because we are all fallen human beings, right? We're all sinners. Sinners saved through grace. But remember, we're still sinners. So there's still sin within us. So it's very possible. I mean, a lot of times, so never be so sure, right?
Yes.
Just like brothers and sisters have shared. Sometimes we have something, we have the zeal, we have the zealous, we want to do something for the Lord. We have some ideas, but never be so sure.
Yes.
Check with the saints. Seek
right.
before the Lord,
Amen.
Right? Don't be so quick. Don't reach into a very rash action. But on the other hand, the Lord is also, His word is balanced, right? Then, you know, we should not be slothful in zeal, right? Just as Paul was speaking, we should not be slothful. Even in Matthew 25, right? The Lord, you know, we all are familiar with the three kind of slaves, right? Receiving the one talent, two talents, and five talents. We ought to use the talents that the Lord has given us, His possession, to trade, to gain more talents for the Lord.
Right.
And, you know, when the Lord comes back, He will judge us right? Whether we are in this line of life, right? Whether we, you know, whether we traded with whatever he has given us to gain more for him. So this is the other aspect, right? So on one hand, we should not initiate anything out from ourselves. On the other hand, we should always listen to him, the Lord's instruction, what he wants us to do. So we should always be, and there, I really like this word, we should not be passive. As a Christian, we need to be passively active, right? Passive means we're listening to the Lord. Yeah. But we active because when Lord says something, we, you know, proceed. We actually act on it. Right? So praise the Lord. May Lord keep us in this line of life.
Amen.
Amen.
I just want to follow, brother. Yes, we need to learn and exercise to be passively active. We shouldn't take this message and say that, you know, if God is not speaking to me, hence I shouldn't do anything. In fact, when I was going over this week, I was checking with my own experience. I realized that, you know, actually, as the Spirit, God is always working. He never stops moving. He wants to reach out to a lot of people, those around us. He wants to gain our hearts. He wants to gain more grounds in our being. He's always, through all kinds of environment, moving within us. In fact, he's moving through us. But it's up to us. If we recognize that, and we cooperate with his moving.
Amen.
He is initiating many things within us, if you check with your experience, day by day. Maybe as you are driving, as you are working, you know, if we really learn to, when we come back to the way of life, and we're connected to the Lord in our work, and during our day, we realize, wow, he is moving. He initiates.
Amen.
But I confess, not all the time I cooperated with his initiation. So, but anyways, my burden, my feeling just on room number 8. Whenever we sense the Lord's initiation, yes, we need to check with the body. But actually, in our daily lives, we should be very, very sensitive to the small voices that's within us.
Yes.
Amen.
Initiation, yes, this week has to do with our service and work. But actually, our service should be our living.
Right.
In whatever we do, you know, as we live.
Amen.
Our speaking to people, our ministering life to one another, our caring for one another.
Right.
Amen.
That is our service.
Amen.
Our gospel is our service.
Amen.
Right?
Yep.
And we need to learn to recognize God's moving and initiation in all these small things.
Right.
Amen.
In fact, they're not small things. They're very, very important.
Right.
So in Roman number 8, point D, it speaks of once we have received this initiation, we have sensed something within us, the key is that we must cooperate, but most importantly, we must faithfully cooperate.
Amen.
Point D. Point D says, although our service is initiated by God, we must learn to bear responsibility and be absolutely faithful before the Lord. We need to rely on the Lord, carrying out our service by being joined to the Lord and being in fellowship with Him.
Amen.
You know, saints, this matter of faithfulness, I think was brought up by some of the fellowship. Yes, we need to grow in life and mature in life, but we also need to be faithful in our services.
Right.
Once we are one with the Lord, we've sensed something, we need to deny ourselves.
Yes.
Put aside our own feelings, concepts. Right. I think this week in Paul's, in day 5, there's a lot of matter about our mind, our opinions. A lot of times, those are the hindrances hindering us from recognizing God's initiation and hindering us from cooperating with Him.
Yeah. Amen.
We need to learn faithfully to exercise our spirit, to apply the death of Christ.
Amen.
Let aside our opinions and simply cooperate with Him.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord, I'm just here. I'm open.
Amen.
I don't feel like it, but I want to cooperate with you.
Amen.
To give you a little bit more ground in my heart.
Amen.
So that I can be faithfully one with you.
Amen.
We're not being faithful to do anything in an outward way, carrying on our work. But we're faithful in being one with the Lord.
Amen.
Exercising our spirit.
Amen.
So yes, I really appreciate this message. Bring us back again to the way of life.
Amen.
To the line of life.
Amen.
May we be recovered.
Amen.
Back to our spirit.
Amen.
To follow the Lord and His leading.
Amen. Day 5. And I answer, who are you, Lord? During my prayer, I pray, my Lord said, who are you, my Lord? My Lord. And He said to me, I'm Jesus, the Nazarene, whom you persecute. Amen? And I said, what shall I do, my Lord? What shall I do, my Lord? And the Lord said to me, rise up and go into the Damascus, and this will be told to you. That really touched me. He said, this will be told to you.
Amen.
I think I'm blessed during this age, still listen to the ministry word. Sober and healthy word. You know, during my age, I don't like follow somebody told me. You see? Will be. Someone will be told you. Who is it? Ananias. Ananias. Bible only mentioned one time. The little brother. Saul wrote the 14th epistle. Have a revelation. You know, you are neglect. You know, sometimes we have a lot of experience, or more experience. I'm the grandpa, I'm yeah. No. Listen to the small voice. Amen. Actually, Paul, he changed the name. What means Paul? The Greek means polo. Just like in your t-shirt, polo. What does that mean? Little one. Very experienced. Get all the revelation. Gosh. You know, he say, I'm poor. I'm a little one. Hallelujah. This is save us. Deny yourself. Don't be proud of yourself. Don't say, oh, I'm whose father? I'm whose grandfather? Don't say that. Amen. Sometimes Benjamin told me, yeah, you are wrong. Respect all the small voice. Amen.
Amen. Actually, Brother Lin Jing and Brother Zhang Ting already shared what I want to share. So praise the Lord. But I will just this one burden I will repeat. I mean, you know, this week's message is weighty and very critical. But it's not meant to scare us.
Right.
It's not meant to discourage us for service.
Yes.
Especially today, I see so many, you know, young saints. You know, we need to be active. We are not meant to be passive. You know, we born before we are saved. We are totally a natural man, and when we receive this life, now we have a. Something inside us, and we need to learn how to cooperate with Him. But most of the time, we are still in this our nature life. So it's very, very easy for us to make a mistake. But we don't want, you know, the Lord honor our heart to serve Him. He honor our heart to love Him. And remember, you know, Brother Peter, we all know, he had been rebuked, correct, by the Lord so many times. But why he still be so useful to the Lord is because he loved the Lord.
Right.
And he are willing to obey. Remember in Acts 10, you know, the vision from the heaven 3 times show him, you know, you need to kill this unclean animal and eat it. That's totally against his natural man or his religious concept.
Right.
But the only thing he has is willing to obey.
Right.
And the Lord put us in His service is meant for us to learn. It's not meant for us to avoid mistake.
Right.
But when we now, you know, we are so blessed, we can learn this kind of word, this kind of ministry that help us when we have the heart to serve the Lord. We know what's the principle of service.
Right.
That's my burden. And I, you know,
that's right.
The Lord, just like Brother Zhang Ting shared, the Lord is an initiating God. Mm-hmm. He actually initiates a lot of things, but many some of us are very active, so we, you know, just do whatever we want without listening to the Lord. But some of us, like myself, I'm very passive. So sometimes I learned that the Lord has speaking to me so many times, I'm unwilling to cooperate with Him. And so, you know, I just praise the Lord, we have chance to listen to this kind of word, and may all of us have the heart to learn to serve.
Amen.
Amen. I was reading this hymn, and there was a line that said, "May all my living and my words abide the fire that day." Mm. And I remember I had to stop there, because I was like, that's too bold of a statement. And I was like, how can the writer say this? But the Lord never gives us a demand without a supply. And so if that wasn't the case, I would have given up so long ago, because I'd be like, Lord, already too much wheat grass and stubble. But only He can be so fine as to discern our soul from our spirit. And He will bring us to such a point where we will be in fear and trembling. Lord, how much longer will You suffer inside of my soul, inside of my own intentions and impure thoughts? And He will bring us to a point where our soul will be broken and our service will only be by the Spirit.
Amen.
I was very touched by this week's message, and I think that this message is very practical, and I pray to the Lord. I think that we really need to die to self and live to the Lord. Actually, I was very touched by what Shepherd said, that, you know, as Christians, we all have a heart to serve the Lord. So Brother Joe shared that when Paul, before, he had a lot of his own ideas, right, religious activities. But then when the Lord met him, the Lord called him, and the Lord actually, you know, when he asked the Lord, what shall I do, Lord? The Lord did not say, go home and sleep. The Lord actually said, rise up and go into a city to meet someone. So actually there are a lot, actually in the church it's not like we don't have activities. We just don't want activities to become religious, to become just, you know, serving not from our heart, just from our, you know, obligation. But we do want to encourage everybody to rise up. You know, I still remember, and I was also very touched by John Ting's sharing about, you know, the Lord actually asks us to be faithful. I think at the end of the day, you will see that, you know, the Lord actually, He did not call those people who are very capable. I still remember when you know, my sister, she's a very successful teacher. My mom was a very successful teacher, too. But my mom told me, you have no talent. However, I think that when we serve the Lord, when we serve in the church, it really does not depend on our ability.
Right.
If we have the love toward the Lord, if we have the love toward people, toward brothers and sisters, the Lord will show us the way to serve. But we just need to rise up.
Amen.
We just need to go into the brothers and sisters, and then we learn together.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, this week, this message you talked about, the initiate God, the need of all our service to be initiated by God. I would like to read this to you. There are two kinds of activity. One is religious activity, and the other is an action initiated by God. Our service can be accepted, our offering to God can be accepted by God. It really depends on how we serve the Lord. If we serve the Lord, it's for our own, depending on our own power, our natural desire, and this is not, it won't be accepted by God. Or we want to do some you know, they learn, want to do some great work for God, but we, so we're doing a lot outside hourly activity to bring people to the Lord, or just do a lot of activity without turning to spirit, without in the spirit to serve the Lord. That will not be accepted by God too. So this week just remind me, when we have heart for the Lord, or we want to cooperate with the Lord, we really need to do the work that is accepted by God. That brother, sister, we need to really always turn to the spirit and count him the Lord. And yesterday, I want to give you a testimony. Yesterday, there was a gospel meeting in the meeting hall. I was so struggling. I just feel, should I come or not? Because I have worked all day until 6 o'clock. I just feel, on one hand, I like to come, but on the other hand, I feel so tired. I really don't want to. So I just turned to the Lord. I just prayed to the Lord. Lord, there's so many students in the campus that are from overseas or from all the place. Lord, let me just be with you. Come here to preach in some gospel. Dispense yourself. After I just pray, I just feel the Lord moving in me. And I start to feel, Lord, I need to come. No matter how tired am I, I just come. I just cooperate with you. But my natural man, I don't want to participate in this activity. So I think when we serve the Lord, sometimes we feel, I can do it all. We feel I'm weak. I cannot do it. But when we turn to the Spirit and pray to the Lord for His desire on earth, He wants to gain more people, to save more people for His purpose, to build up His church.
Amen.
Do I want to cooperate with Him? We have to focus on God's desire and His will. Then we need to pray to the Lord to be one.
Amen.
Brother and sister, the Christian has two aspects to the Lord. One is the life aspect. One is the service aspect.
Amen.
As the life aspect, God loves us.
Amen.
John 3:16, everybody familiar with the basis. God so loved the world. But this week, brother and sister, the message here is not talking about life aspect. It is serious, heavy, and weighty, talking about service to God. If we can receive such a word, we will be preserved, and we will know how to serve Him. As a Christian, we not only will commit sin related to our daily living, losing your temper, doing something is not right for, extra. But as we are here learning to serve Him, as a priest, there's another kind of iniquity, which is sin. It's called the iniquity of sanctuary, which is directly against God Himself. And sorry, brother and sister, we are very, very lacking of such an impression. So there are few verses I wanted to read after this meeting, particularly is in Leviticus chapter 10. That whole chapter you need to read. And along with the Leviticus message, life study message 33, it will help us to know, as we all are learning to serve Him, the God that we serve is a God of principle. In Leviticus chapter 10, there's a typical example, Aaron's two sons, Eldad and Abihu. They have been trained as a priest to serve. And one day, they bring their center with the incense and then light it with natural fire. And these two priests bring such a thing before Jehovah God. You have to read chapter 9 at the end, 9:24. Fire came from Jehovah to burn out all the sacrifice. That burning and consuming was the happy of Jehovah, because everything is according to what he has been commanded the people of Israel. And then beginning of chapter 10, verse 2, fire also came from Jehovah, and this time consumed Eldad and Abihu. Not because they are committed evil thing. It is because they do sin. They serve God according to their natural concept. This is a very, very serious. And also, in Numbers chapter 16 to 18, you have to read that three chapters. That also touch God himself by dealing of rebellious against the authority. And again, in number 18, verse 2, talks about the iniquity of sanctuary. So we put these two together, brother and sister, as we are here today, learning in the church life, in service, serving him, there is an order. There is a principle. The more mature serving one, you and I bear much heavier responsibility. When God consumed Eldad and Abihu, God spoke to Aaron, "You shall not tear off your garment, and you shall not mourn. Only allow the people of Israel to weep for these two priests were consumed." That picture shows us, brother and sister, as we are carrying heavier burden in the service in the church life, you and I has to be very, very careful.
Amen.
Amen.
In order for those a younger one, they knew how to behave. They knew how to serve. For example, today's Lord's table. Brothers, how we set up the table, how you even folding the clothes, how you even brought the bread and cup to there, it is a serious thing. And how you and I stand up to speak, how you dress up, how you gesture while you're speaking. Do you have a sense? This is a service to God. It is a serious. We may not have this kind of opportunity to read or to talk about this kind of a message. And I really pray the Lord will use this week to speak all of us. Mention about the body. Today, as we are learning in the church service, we are not here for democracy, nor for dictatorship. There is a Holy Spirit, us, the deciding factor. And all of you, all of us, must to learn living under such an authority of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Not because of brother 3 or 4 or 5, 6, we all agree with this. So we'll do this. No. You have to be clear. You must be knowing that. We are not here for democracy. If none of us sit before the Lord, none of us to really live before Him, all our say yes mean nothing to Him. This should bring us a serious attitude to our service. Brothers, be reminded. Sister, be reminded. This is serious. And may we God preserve while we're learning to serve Him, that we will not be consumed.
Amen.
May the Lord bless us.
Amen.
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 Amen. Learn to follow you, Lord.
Amen.
Do everything initiated by you.
Amen.
Do not be consumed.
Amen.
We would be regarded by you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All our work and service will stand the fire.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, there will be a day of judgment, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. Let us just be in, serve you in trembling and fear.
Amen.
Oh, Jesus. This is not a small matter.
Amen.
Oh, Lord. Yes, just follow you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, listen to our Master.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, just keep us in the Spirit, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Grant us such a proper and godly fear.
Amen.
Lord, we need you.
Amen.
As we are learned here to serve you.
Amen.
Grant us such a fear.
Amen.
And we will know not to do something, initiate something by ourselves.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy on us.
Amen.
And all of us will learn to live in you.
Amen.
And live by you.
Amen.
And follow you to serve you.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord, oh, speak to us. Oh, remind us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, we speak to you, have a sincere, oh, Lord, attitude to serve you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, preserve our life, daily life.
Amen.
In you.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, all the service, oh, not appreciated by us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus, but only by you.
Amen.
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 Sorry.